Today, we'd like to see the title of a test, the spirits, in the book of 1 John chapter 4, verses 1 to 11. To align with people on the earth, we'd like to suggest three questions. Number one, in verse 1, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. How does John the Apostle test the spirits, whether they are of God, in this chapter? Question 2, in verse 3, and every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. What do both Jesus Christ, who has not come in the flesh, and the Antichrist mean? And give examples. Question 3, in verse 9. In this, the love of God was manifested toward us, that God has sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. What points can we see the love of God, and how could we love God first or best and love one another? Last time, 1 John chapter 3, verse 23 and 24, previous two verses, and this is his commandment, or Jesus' commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us a commandment. Now he who keeps his commandments abides in him and he in him. And by this we know that he abides in us by the Spirit whom he has given us. In last chapter, John the Apostle taught us his commandment, that is his word, and to love one another. By this, he abides in us by this Spirit. By this, this manifests the Spirit abides in us. The Spirit of Christ lives in us. Then verse 1, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but we need discern, but test or try the spirits, whether they are of God, whether they, the spirit, belongs to God. Discern the spirit, if they belong to God. How? In this context, the first, the word of God, that is 1 John chapter 4, verse 2. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh belongs to God. So first one is John the Apostle talking about whether or not you believe Jesus Christ has come in the flesh or incarnation from heaven. So that means two, Jesus come from God, so Jesus is God. So in the flesh, so therefore Jesus is a human being, man. So that is number one, according to the word of God. Then next word of God is 1 John chapter 4, verse 6. They are, verse 6, we are of God. We belong to God. He who knows God, whoever knows God, hears us who belong to God. Simply, he will join the study of God's word. Because we belong to God, so we are looking for what God is. That's why we are looking for the word of God, because we are searching what God is. So whoever knows God should join in us who are searching scripture, what is God. So whoever knows God hears ours who belong to God, that is God's word. By this we know the spirit of truth or the spirit of error. That is whether or not we hear of God's word or anything else. That is the first part. It is discerned by God's word. We know that the spirit belongs to God or not. Then second one is love. Agape love. That is verse 11. We love the, if God so loved us, we also ought to or should love one another. By loving one another, we can test the spirit whether they are of God. So that is two ways. One is the word of God. The other one, the love. Here love, agape love, that is the fruit of the Holy Spirit or the fruit of the Spirit of Christ. Then a brief explanation. Also, Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, for the word of God is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The word of God is a discerner. Love is 1 John chapter 4, 11, talk about sheep below. We already see. 1 John chapter 3, verse 23, we already see that. This is his commandment that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another. There is a love too. Also, Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, 23. But the fruit of the Spirit, or the result of the Spirit, is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Here, the fruit is singular, so therefore indicating agape love. Agape love is too broad. Even the earth cannot contain God's love. So agape love can explain as such characters, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, and 1 Corinthians chapter 13 as well, in many ways. So then is the false prophet. False prophet, which meaning prophet, to teach different things from the word of God in the Bible. In detail, explain the Jeremiah chapter 23. So all in four types in false prophets is taught by God through Jeremiah. Often man pleasers rather than God pleasers. Matthew chapter 7, verse 15, 16. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. You will lure them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Fruit is a result, especially prosperity result. Do not believe any prosperity as God's fruit, but test it. Jeremiah chapter 12, verse 10, raises the question, righteous are you, O Lord, when I plead with you, yet let me talk with you about your judgment. Why does the way of the wicked prosper? Why are those happy who deal so treacherously? So prosperity coming from God, or devil, or flesh, or something else. So we need to discern and prosperity as well. Verse 2, by this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses or that believes that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God, so whom he have given us. So 1 John chapter 3, verse 24, so By this we know that he abides in us by the Spirit whom he has given us. So Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. Jesus' name, Christ meaning Messiah, anointed by God the Father, for propitiation for our sins. Isaiah chapter 53 verse 6. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Because this is a propitiation. God, you know, ordained, anointed Jesus' name as the ransom for our sin. That's called, you know, propitiation, atoning our sin. Then is also had come in the flesh. That's called incarnation. God become man, flesh. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. So Isaiah made a prophecy before Jesus' birth, 700 years before Jesus' birth. Also, John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And verse 14, and the Word became flesh, or God became flesh, incarnation, which meaning Jesus the Father, God the Father, God. Jesus the Mother, Virgin Mary, human being. So Jesus must be man. And dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So question 2, verse 3. And every spirit that does not confess, does not believe, that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh. Jesus has come in the flesh, first denial of the incarnation, which means incarnation from where? From heaven, from God into human being. So there is a two. Jesus is a perfect God and perfect man. If you deny one of them, Antichrist, or if you deny both of them, Antichrist. So let's see. That time is Gnosticism. Gnosticism, the Greek word ginosko. Ginosko, which means know. K-N-O-W. The material is evil, but the spirit is good. Therefore, Jesus was never flesh on the earth. So denial of man part. That is Gnosticism is a problem. That's why the subject to the spirit of Antichrist. Antichrist meaning the opponent of Christ. No matter what, opposing Christ, against Christ, simply Antichrist. That's simple meaning. So, also another example, Molmans, April 9th, 1852, Brigham Young's sermon. Jesus was born of a virgin, but not conceived by the Holy Spirit. Jesus is a brother to Lucifer. Here, denial of God, because not conceived by the Holy Spirit. Because Matthew chapter 1, verse 20, but while he thought about this thing, he means Joseph, behold, an angel of the Lord appears to Joseph in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take to you Mary, your wife, for that which is conceived in her, in flesh, man, is of the Holy Spirit coming from God. So here, Mormon deny of God, therefore subject to the spirit of Antichrist, against Christ. So Jehovah Witness, Jesus is now Michael, the archangel, because when Jesus came to earth from heaven, he laid aside the spiritual or angeling nature, because the angel, the creature of a spirit, no flesh. That's why spiritual or angelic nature, and lived as a man on the earth. And when he left the earth, he laid aside his human nature or flesh nature on earth and takes now the spiritual or angelic nature. So therefore, Jesus is Michael Archangel. Denial of both God and man, both, so subject to the spirit of Antichrist. But either man or spiritual creature, which is not God. Because Jesus is God, which meaning Jesus is a creator, not creature. So therefore, subject to, against Christ, the spirit of Antichrist. So those things is John Apostle said, is not of God, does not belong to God, the Antichrist, an opponent of Jesus Christ, and Antichrist is substitute for Jesus Christ. So two prolongs, one is opponent, the other function always a substitute for Jesus Christ, called as the man of sin, or the son of perdition, or a beast. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3 and 4. Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first. That day winning, which means Jesus coming again in heaven, then is on the earth immediately come out. The great tribulation come out. The man of sin is Antichrist, is revealed. The son of perdition, another name, is Antichrist, who opposes and exalts himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he sits as God in the temple of God. That is the middle of a great tribulation, explained in the book of Revelation, showing himself that he is God. Also, Antichrist called as a beast, Revelation chapter 13, verse 1. Then I stood on the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rising up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and on his horns ten crowns, and on his heads a blasphemous name. So it's now already in the world, not yet that day when Jesus is coming again in heaven, just before the great tribulation, the Antichrist is still working through his servants, such as false prophets or devils. First of all, you are of God. You belong to God, little children, because John is now too old and have overcome them, overcome the spirit, the evil spirit over them, false prophet, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. The spirit of Christ who is in you is greater than he who is in the world, the Antichrist who is in the world. So Christ is greater than Antichrist because Christ already conquered him through crucifixion and resurrection. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me, which meaning the Spirit of Christ lives in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. So therefore, the Spirit of Christ who is in me is greater than the Antichrist who is in the world, controlled in the world. Verse 5, they are of the world. The false prophets belong to the world, up to Antichrist. Therefore, they speak as of the world. They speak about the world matter that audiences or non-Christians want to hear. Christians who faithfully teach God's word will not win any popularity in the world because people don't want to hear their sins to repent, nor their heart to transform in Christ. So some teachers seek compromise to draw people. Note, we are God pleasers, not man pleasers or entertainers. Verse 6, we are of God, we belong to God. He who knows God hears us. Whoever knows God hears us who belong to God, that is God's word. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. That is, whether or not we hear of God's word or anything else. Verse 7 to 11, talking about agape love. Beloved, let us love one another. Beloved children, let us love one another. Now we test the spirit if we love one another. Because love is of God. Because love belongs to God. Here love is agape love, divine love, or unconditional love, not erotic love, or lust love, or Greek word eros. In Hollywood, say love, that is erotic, flesh, selfish love, not divine love. Everyone who loves is born of God. Everyone who has agape love is born of the Spirit of God. So the born again Christian, which meaning born of water, indicating repentance over basically unbelief, then the Spirit, born again over the Spirit, Holy Spirit, born of the Spirit of God. Because all the Spirit is dead, and new Spirit of Christ is alive. And the fruit of the Spirit is agape love. Verse 8. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love. God is unconditional love. How about love is God? To please a man or make a man feel good by neglecting the characteristics of God, who is holy, just, and true. If we do know God, we will love as he does. So this is God is love, not love is God. God is love. Verse 9, in this, the love of God was manifested toward us. The love of God was proved toward us by action. Because the love is so big, even the earth cannot contain God's love, because when God created not only all the earth, the whole universe, all over there, God's love is there. So when here love is not just a feeling, but knowing, willing to do a particular action and manifested, proved, or culminated by that action or work. That is show up. God loved us so much. God is make a particular action. He sent his Son to us. So John chapter 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world everyone that God the Father, He gave us His only begotten Son, that we have believed in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Romans chapter 5, verse 8. But God demonstrates His own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So which meaning? God loved the first, not us. Because while we were still sinners, Christ died for us, manifesting God's love, proving God's love. We might live through Him, so we are alive. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. And you He made alive, who were dead in trespasses and sins. How to love God first and love one another? That's a question to the last question. The 1 John chapter 5, verse 2. By this, we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. So how? First, we love God because we love God. That's why we are kept His word, His commandments. Here is a commandments, plural, two greatest commandments. One is love God foremost. Second, love your neighbor as yourself. In that way. In that way, we can love God first and love one another. Then verse 10, in this, or herein, is love. So in this, in God gave His only begotten Son to us, in this is love, agape love, unconditional love, God's love, divine love. Not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be propitiation for our sin. So this one's God loved first. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. That indicating. Then the propitiation, which meaning atonement of sins, or atoning sins, giving away your sins, forgiving your sin, forgetting your sin. Similar to kafar, the Hebrew word, kafar, which means covering sin in the Old Testament. Animal's blood on the mercy seat. That is a kafar meaning. So Jesus, not just covering kafar, but atoning, propitiation, clean away, wash away your sin. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. By loving one another, we can test any spirit, whether it is of God. We can test or try spirit, whether the spirit belongs to God. So two ways. One is God's word. God's word is the John Apostle said, is Jesus has become in flesh from heaven into Virgin Mary. So whether or not the Spirit deny, oppose, Jesus, a perfect God, because it comes from God, perfect man, both must confess. If it deny either or that it belong to Antichrist, which means against Christ, that one, then is another God through the outcome like a fruit. So if you love God, you are trying what God is. So we should join our studying God's word. So that is based upon God's word. The second test is whether or not they love one another. Because God is love. So in that way, we can see that. Okay, let's just sing song all together, the bulletin.